You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So the other day, I went to a little happy hour with my brother.
You?
And, yeah, I know. Imagine that. And one of his work buddies. And he started kind of complaining because, you know, the cocktails were flowing and then the lips were moving. And he is, I don't know if it's really a newlywed. He's been married for about a year and a half. And he was saying how irritated he is with his wife that she doesn't wear her wedding ring. Not the engagement ring, not the wedding ring, nothing. She's going bare fingered.
It's like a guy thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So this is why, I mean, I probably wasn't reacting right. I was kind of making fun of him. I'm like, oh, your feelings hurt.
Does she not
so
like the stone? Is it not impressive enough?
No, because I guess she wore the engagement ring throughout their engagement. But now that they're married, he was saying, this is so bizarre to me, that she feels almost like it's like he's branded her. And that it's a like she doesn't want to be anybody's property. She feels like she
what
is.
What is she, an ox?
Like, well, she's got sturdy thighs, Jeremy.
All right.
So he was saying, you know, like since she wore the engagement ring throughout the engagement, he just assumed that they would go on, you know, together being married with this symbol, Ivy Wed, which every married couple is pretty much wearing their rings. And she doesn't. She'll wear it on like a Friday night if they go out to dinner. Or, you know.
So it's an accessory.
Essentially.
Right.
It's
costume jewelry
it's
almost.
It's maybe three times a month she's wearing this. And he's like, what the heck? And I actually think that his feelings are a little more hurt, but because he's a man, he turns hurt into frustration and anger. And he was like, he's saying he's irritated. He wasted all this money, you know, on this set. Because the wedding ring, the actual wedding ring, has diamonds in it as well.
See, that's where my mind kind of went right off the bat. Was like, holy cow, you spend so much on this token of your love for this woman. I mean, who knows? You could spend 10 grand on this thing and then it's just sitting in a drawer. That in itself, I think, is highly disrespectful.
Well, as a woman who has a few engagements under her belt,
yeah,
I know the value of a pretty diamond,
yeah.
And it does not belong in a drawer.
Nah,
you're right.
You want to look
it
at that.
It belongs out in the world.
You want to check your teeth in that bad boy.
I was just listening to some guy offer his excuse just within the last week about the whole, well, I do a lot of work with tools. I do a lot of this, so yeah. I can't wear my wedding ring because, honey, you don't want my hand to get chopped off.
She works in retail.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So guys have that kind of excuse, but I don't know if I've ever heard a woman say that she doesn't want to wear her wedding ring because she doesn't want to appear to be some man's property.
And here's where I'm calling BS. And I'm not saying that there's something sneaky going on. I just think that she's a ridiculous woman because, let's face it, from time to time, we're a little ridic. If you don't want to wear the ring because you think it's a symbol of you feel like you're a man's property, why even get married in the first place? Why even sign the marriage certificate? Why even agree to be engaged?
The whole signing of the certificate basically says you're
right.
Each other's property anyway, doesn't
so
it?
So if this is all symbolic for her, then what's the difference if she is wearing a ring?
She sounds like a nightmare to live with.
Because that is the thing. I mean, even when, you know, the officiant or the clergy or whatever who's marrying you, you know, you're putting the rings on, they even talk about the symbol of it and how it's been a symbol for thousands of years.
Yes.
I'm not married, and I know I may be sounding a little crazy when I say this, but if Gentleman Caller and I got married, and if he wasn't wearing his ring, it would hurt me because I would think like, is he mad at me? Is he not married? Does he not want
he's
people
like
to
fully
know?
He's not fully engaged in your relationship.
Right.
The thing that popped into my head is, you know, if I was married to a woman who did that, I would think, is she not proud?
Right.
To be
that.
With me.
Doesn't she want the world to know that she's in love?
Or is she looking for a bigger, better deal while she's at the club?
Yeah, maybe, you know what? I'm divorced, but when I was married, I never took
me
that
too.
Ring
I haven't
off.
Had this ring off in 10 years, probably. I've probably had it off once. My finger smells bad underneath this ring because I never take it off. Smell it.
No.
Emily, take
We're
a
good.
Whiff.
We're good.
It's like weird color, too.
I've seen, too, in like TV shows, I've been watching My Real Housewives, you know? And one of the husbands, when he's getting nagged at by his wife, he starts to take his ring off and kind of like twirl it around. And I'm like, oh, see, he wishes he wasn't married. He's taking his ring off, even though it's just a stupid little fight.
I wonder if there's anyone who agrees with this woman. Like I said, I'm used to hearing guys doing it, but
right.
Rarely have I heard of a woman who doesn't want to wear her ring.
Yeah.
You got to call us. Let's turn this into a forum at 303-631-1MIX. 631-1649. Any words of wisdom
for this old
man.
Ox?
Yeah, for the ox.
For the
and,
ox.
And for the guy.
Yeah.
Right. Do you get over it?
Yeah. What do you say to him? Just, don't worry about it. Let her be
that way. Pawn the ring.
You're good, bro.
Give it to me.
Here's Bill on the line. Bill, what do you think about that?
Well, if you ask me, I think she's playing the field still. I wouldn't. It's kind of a trust thing, really, if you ask me. I think if I took the time and the effort and I picked out a ring that she probably went with me to pick out anyway, and we got married, and now all of a sudden she's telling me she doesn't want to be my property. Not that I would ever have a person as my property, but there's got to be something else going on behind the scenes, if you ask me.
That's what I was thinking. It makes it a little too easy, a little too convenient to be like, nah, I'm not married.
It does sound suspicious. Hey, man, thank you for that call. We appreciate it. Here comes Courtney. Courtney, what do you say?
Well, you know, listen, I've been married 10 years, and Emily brought up a good point when she asked me. She said, because I don't wear mine hardly ever. Like, when we go out to dinner, stuff I'll throw it on. My reasons are different. It's not because I don't want to be his property. But she did ask me, she said, did you wear it in the first year and a half, more so now? And I did.
All right, so I got to know your reason why you don't wear it.
You know, sometimes it's just uncomfortable. It's kind of big. I'll wear the band most of the time, but I own a cleaning business, another reason. So, you know, it's hard to clean with, you know, a diamond on your finger.
Yeah, if you got rubber gloves on or something, probably.
Well, I guess right. That makes sense.
But, that's just too big.
You know, if he really, really made a big point of me to want to wear it, I would wear it. But, you know, he's in construction, I clean, so neither of us really do. But when we go out, we do. And I guess I see his reasoning for hurting him. I guess I understand that.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for taking the time to be on the show with us. I hope you have a fun weekend. Here's Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Hi.
Speak your mind.
So I've been married 14 years, and I wore my ring constantly the first few years. But then now with kids and just getting my hands into stuff all the time, I just don't wear it as much. And like the caller said earlier, I'd wear it if we went out and stuff, but
so around the house.
That makes sense. Games in my hands and stuff. And
hold on a second. That makes sense. But tell me what you think about her explanation.
You know, I get the whole property thing, and you know, I trust
you do?
My husband. And, well, a little. I mean, I trust my husband enough. If he didn't wear his ring, you know, on a trip one day or something, I don't think I'd be really upset about it. I mean, it's how you present yourself and how you behave, and whether you have a ring on your hand or not. I mean, people, you would give the vibe, you know, I'm not interested, whether you have the ring on or not, right?
All right, good for you. Listen, thanks for taking the time today, would you please?
Yeah, thank
you. All you know, yeah, maybe she's so confident in her marriage and her relationship that she doesn't need an outward symbol. It's all on the inside.
I wear my ring every day and look at it all the time because it reminds me of my wedding day, Dom. Mm-hmm.
Aren't you sunshine and roses?
That's beautiful.
Yep, that Chris, happened. There's not a dry eye in the room.
Mine are dry.
One more. Here's Marilyn. Marilyn, you get the last word. Tell us what you think.
Well, I sometimes feel like my accomplishments are overshadowed. People are asking about my husband or what's going on, and it's more about him sometimes than what I do, and I don't always feel like the wonderful individual that I am.
All because of a ring?
A lot of people are more interested in other things like that. It's kind of interesting.
And so what does your husband do?
Stop it.
He's now working for RTD.
All right, so you're saying that if you wear a ring, people won't see you as an individual. They'll only ask you about your husband.
Not always, but it's happened a lot.
I've never heard that.
You have to bring a me to the we, and so you're just saying, hey, this is who I am. I'm also a wife. But I'm a me.
What kind of hobbies does your husband like?
Shut up.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.